Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is Emily.
Hello again!
Hello. We are on the Paper Girl story arc. We're doing the second issue right now. If you'd like to listen to our first issue, check our last episode. So let's get to this this issue. We
are knee-deep in some high strangeness.
Yes.
And actually, we're not even at the pinnacle of the high strangeness.
No,
yet.
God, no.
Actually, we're ankle deep in
this
high
is issue number two, and it's already strange, and it only gets weirder from here.
Oh, God, it gets so weird.
I do like the George Bush for president, 1988.
Yes. Yep. Hey.
Sign. They're definitely making it, you know,
of the time.
Yes, which is nice. But we are following one of the three ninja mummies.
Mummy ninjas.
And he is running through the neighborhood. He ends up jumping this fence, and he's holding this bag the entire time. As soon as he jumps this fence, though, he starts hearing the vrr, vrr, vrr. And we see this, what looks to be like a rift open up in the sky. And then we see these, like, lizard legs.
Dinosaur legs.
Okay, fine. Dinosaur legs pop up. He said something that we still have no idea what he's saying. And then he gets picked up. And then we see a ton of blood.
Yep.
Well, we do see a shadow of him in his head and what looks to be...
Like a beak.
Scissory,
yeah.
Beak thing. No idea. Obviously, he drops his bag. And then we see a metal-gloved or a gauntlet hand reach down, grab the... Tiffany's walkie-talkie.
Yeah, but hey, what else is in that bag that dude dropped?
A cellular phone. Actually,
multiple cell phones
from different eras.
A mouse.
No, that's not a mouse. Those are two flip phones.
Well, there's a flip phone, and then there's like.
Oh yeah, no, that's mouse. Is that mouse?
And then
that's more
an
of
Nokia.
A.
Okay. It looks like there's an iPad. Then there's like the late 80s like
brick
pull
phone.
Up the antenna brick
the
phone.
Giant phone. You also got a phone with a cord still attached to it.
Yeah.
We go back to the Paper Girls, and they are going into Aaron's house. She's trying to get a hold of her parents, just because there was a lot of things that just happened. So, first thing you do is go tell an adult. But she can't, like, no one's home.
Right.
I like how KJ points out, like, you guys give out full-size Hershey bars.
That's so bougie.
Well, Aaron's like, I think my mom is trying to make the neighbors like us. The neighbors don't like us. It's like, ooh, that sucks. But again, Mac is just freaking out. It's like, how can you talk about candy right now? We just got attacked by monsters. And Aaron's like, there's no such thing as monsters. But obviously Mac is just like, are you kidding me? I like that Aaron's in the background, KJ's in the background,
yeah,
eating the chocolate.
I am KJ.
Yeah. But then they hear what sounds like laughing over the walkie-talkie. And so they do the smart thing, and they're going to call the police. Sadly, though, Mac is like, yeah, we can't call the police. The emergency broadcast sound is on, and I can't get out. Like, it's telling. She thinks that everyone evacuated. Because by this time, it's already been like maybe a couple minutes, and Aaron's parents or her sister have not shown up.
Right.
So, no idea what's going on. Mac decides that, all right, well, let's go to my house. My dad's got a gun.
Yeah. That's her idea of keeping everybody safe.
I mean, to be fair, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
They're arguing how it's, I think Aaron is arguing how it's a bad idea, but they're all just kind of like, well, the other two are for it. And so Aaron, being the new girl, is like, okay, I guess I'll go with you. So they go riding off.
KJ and Aaron start having a conversation about not necessarily where those guys are from, but when those guys could be from. The whole idea of time travel gets introduced here.
Yes. So she's just, Erin is kind of putting it together like, well, we have this device, this very futuristic looking device. We found this capsule, which looks very futurist. Both past and future combined.
Right. And she's like, add on to that, this logo that's on the back of this little thing is the same logo that's on the computers at school.
Yeah. I think she says it looks a lot like it.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, okay. Because if I remember the computers in my grade school, they did not look like the Apple symbol now.
Okay.
But they had I know this one has the byte taken out, whatever. That's how ours. Yeah. Look at it as.
Because it's the forbidden knowledge.
Oh, is that the whole point of the...
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
That's... Okay. I just remember it being an Apple symbol, like, complete, but...
Really?
I honestly don't remember.
I don't think we had Apples. I'm pretty sure we had Macs. Nope, that's the wrong word. Pretty sure we used Windows operating systems.
Yeah, but it still would have been, like, a Mac computer or an Apple computer, right?
No.
Right? No?
No. Macs use iOS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know Erin, she tries to explain it all away about, like, you know, this stuff is similar to what happened in Star Trek 4. And KJ's like, yeah, I don't do sci-fi flicks unless you count Peggy Sue Got Married. And I don't know if Erin is talking about the Peggy Sue Got Married or Star Trek, but she's like, that's actually more of a fantasy time travel story than, but Mac interrupts us like, you know, hey, Siskel and Ebert, you know, would you please shut up? I love how they just reference Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah.
Because they were big back then.
Yes. Of the time.
Of the time. So as they are riding to Mac's house, they come across this kid in a wolf mask.
Yeah, it's Teen Werewolf.
Yep. I think they recognized... Tiffany recognizes that it's a guy named Wallace Bund. So she is going up there to talk to him, but he's standing there. He's not moving at all. And it's kind of freaking them out. But before Tiffany can take the mask off, they start hearing the vroom, 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 vroom again. And they all are looking around. They look up in the sky and we see these giant dinosaur pterodactyl like combination with a breakfast. I don't know exactly what you'd call them.
It's so metal. It's an entire sky full of pterodactyl winged flying dinosaur things.
Yeah.
With harnesses and lightning and a pink sky.
Erin finally agrees that these are monsters, and so they're like, okay, we gotta get out of here. And Tiffany's like, well, we can't just leave Wallace, as she turns around. But he's gone. Disappeared. No idea what he went to.
Yeah.
So they hop on their bikes and they pedal as fast as they can to Erin's, Mackenzie's house. And as they get there, Mac immediately goes for where the gun's supposed to be and starts rummaging around. But her stepmom shows up. And is drinking a bottle of what looks to be like whiskey or something.
It's Rumpelschlitz. It's not good drink.
Nah. Rumpelmintz?
Rumpelmintz.
There
thank
we
you.
Go. That makes more sense. And I like how Mackenzie introduces them as Alice, is my stepmother. She met my dad in AA. And Alice is like, which part of Anonymous don't you understand? Oh, I don't know. Which part of not drinking don't you understand?
Alice is like, whatever.
It's like, it's the end of the world. Because she says that she saw, like, 1 minute they heard the noise going off. They were laying in bed, mm-hmm. her and her husband, Mac's dad. And the next minute, he just disappeared. So she basically is calling the creatures demons. She's saying it's the end times.
It's the rapture.
That's what she couldn't remember it, though. So I think she called it the...
living through that Bible thing that predicted this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know why I made her Southern when they are very clearly from Cleveland, but I feel like she moved to Cleveland. I don't know.
It's possible.
Okay.
Very possible. And so she then pulls out the gun. She had it in her, probably in the back of her pants.
In her waistband.
Yeah. And, I mean, she's aiming it at the kids, not like maliciously. I think she was just kind of pulling it out. But then she basically says that, you know, the world's turned to shit, and she takes the gun and she points it at her own head. And Mac, like, rushes up there and grabs her hand and tries to pull it away, basically saying, you can't do this. And Alice is like, I have to, sweetheart. And Mac is crying. It's like, but I love you, Mom. I love you. And then we hear this bang go off. And that's how we end the second issue.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Paper Girls story.